your Bible this evening. As we bring to conclusion Acts chapter number three, this third Bible study, worship is a celebration, in the longer term, a summer and fall of praise. We talked about celebrations as we started out, and we looked at an example of celebration worship found here in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through verse number 10. As we looked at that example, we understood that there was a lame man's hand handicapped, and we saw that he was handicapped. And as a matter of fact, he was handicapped, and verse number 2 tells us that he had to be carried in by the gate beautiful. And we see when he got to the gate, he practiced receiving alms, and he would shout out alms, alms, alms when people came by. And he had to be understood, he had a good spot to do that. The Bible says he was at the gate, which is called a beautiful. We made mention of three quick places where it was good to receive alms, and that would be one of them. Then we understood the lame man's healing in verses 3 through 7. And he says that he was laying there at the beautiful gate. Peter and John were about ready to go into the temple. And as he saw them, he cried out in verse number 3. The Bible said he asked for alms. And then Peter, knowing this, that he didn't have anything to give him, he fastened his eyes upon him and then said, "Look upon us." And so he looked upon him, and Peter basically said this. He said, "I don't have any money." He said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And so he gave him we find that even though Peter didn't have money, that the Lord had given him the authority to heal. We talked about that. Then in verse 7, the Bible said he took him by the right hand and he lifted him up. And notice that immediately his ankle bones received strength. And we talked about Dr. G. Campbell Morgan's commentary to give us a fuller understanding of that miracle. And then we went to verse number 8. And we understood the lame man's worship. And then immediately after the healing, the Bible said he leapt up and stood and walked. And we talked about what a great joy that must have been. And then he followed them into the temple. And the Bible said in verse 8, he entered the temple with them. And all the way he was doing, he was walking and leaping and praising God. And so we talked a little bit about what Peter might have said. Well, hey, we're not those kind of Christians. We're Baptists, and Baptists don't dance. What might have happened? But and then it brings us down to verse number 9 and 10. Let's read that, and then we'll continue on. The Bible says in verse number 9 and verse number 10, "And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate at the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Father, bless now as we close out this Bible study, Father, the third in a series of messages on a summer and a fall of praise. Father, help us they to understand that the lame man had a witness. So, Father, speak to our hearts, challenge us as only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In verses 9 and 10, we find the lame man's witness and what happened when this man began to celebrate to praise God. Well, verse number 9 says this, "All the people saw him." So let's be honest. You know, most of us, we're concerned about what people see us, what they hear about us, what they perceive about this. But here, this lame man, he really didn't care who saw them. They didn't care what they thought about him or see or hear. You know, we're concerned about others if we're in church and someone says, "Amen, glory to God." Other people might say, "Praise the Lord." Some people might say, "Preach it, preacher. You know, plow down this rail a little bit more." But you know what? Some people are more concerned about what people think about them if they said that than they are God receiving the honor and glory for what they are saying. And we're so concerned with what others might think that it causes us not to raise our hands. It causes us not to clap in praise of God. And I think really that's a shame. But listen, this healed man didn't care what anybody thought. It didn't matter to him. He was leaping, he was dancing, he was shouting, he was praising God. His experience with God was so fresh, and he was consumed with worship that he didn't care what other people thought about him. I think there's something here, something about the freshness of what God does in your life. And that's why I like praise and blessing times on Wednesday. It's fresh in our mind. And you give your testimonies. It's not hold drum. It's not repeated. It's something God has done for you. There's something about freshness. And we have a fresh relationship with the Lord. We don't have to worry so much about what other people think about us. We don't. And we just stand up and we give praise, we give honor and glory to the Lord. Well, what did the people think about when they saw him? Well, in verse number 10, first of all, the Bible says they recognized him. Notice what it says. They knew it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate. Well, they recognized who he was. So how did they respond? Notice they were filled with wonder and amazement. And in case you didn't realize it, worship is directly related to witnessing. Those two words ought to be compound words, because worship is directly related to our witnessing. Well, not only do we see the example of celebration worship, notice very quickly, and then we'll be done, some reasons for worship as celebration. What are the reasons for worship as celebration? Let me ask you this question very quickly tonight. Why do we come here and sing these songs and hymns? Why do we come here and offer up prayers and hear exhortations? Why do we do the things that we do when we gather here on Wednesday evenings? Now I ask three questions in a row so you can give me your answer. Why do we do those things that we do when we gather here on Wednesday? Debbie? Yes? That's good. Somebody else. You have another thought. Yes, Kay, and then we'll come up. That's good. Yes. We do it what? To glorify God. Yes. Anybody else have an answer? All those answers are good. Yes. Yeah, that's good. To support one another. Yes, sister. That's right. Come to get our batteries recharged, my pastor used to say. That's right. That's right. Amen. That's good. Thank you. John. That's right. That's exactly right. I think we could sum it up this way, that we do these things for the same reason that the lame man leaped and jumped and he praised God after his healing. And I could put it this way, but y'all had great answers as well. We celebrate and worship because of, first of all, what God has done, what he has done for him, what he is doing, and what he will do in our life. Let's very quickly look at these three thoughts. Number one, we celebrate because of where we were yesterday. Notice that this lame man, he was in a pretty desperate condition before he experienced the grace of God in his life. Think about his life, what was like before he was healed. He never could walk. He never could run. He was confined to one place, and he was absolutely dependent upon other people. He was confined, we would look at it and say, as a miserable existence. And his worship was a result of him being set free from that life that he was living. I think second, we need to realize that we, myself and you included, were in a desperate condition before we encountered God's grace in our life. And although we may not have had some kind of physical disability, guess what? We were spiritually disabled by sin in our life. And what's worse, not only were we spiritually disabled by sin, that Paul writes and tells us that we were spiritually dead in our sins and trespasses. And where you and I were yesterday, before we were saved, let's just call it what it was. We were in a bad place. We were in a bad place. It was a place of slavery to our sin, a place of judgment, a place of condemnation. It was a place of despair, hopelessness, and then eventually death. And if Jesus had not intervened inside of our lives, we would be destined for an eternity in that place that's called hell. But thank God, according to Colossians 1 and verse 13, the Bible says this, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of God. You might be wondering here this evening, why was this lame man healed? When no doubt there was, I'm going to say hundreds, and I don't know how many, I'm just going to use that as an example, hundreds of people that were there at the gate trying to be healed. Why did God heal him? Why did God heal him? Why have we been saved and other people haven't been saved? Here's the truth. I don't know the answer to that question. Only God knows the answer to that question. But what I do know is this, that we should be eternally thankful for God's grace and working in our life, just like this lame man was. Well, we celebrate because where we were yesterday, dead in our trespasses and sin. Then notice, secondly, we celebrate because of where we are today. You know, where we are today isn't perfection. Sometimes I wish we would be in perfection, you know. Someone said this, the ministry would be great without people, amen. And we all could shake our head. Your job would be great without the people you work with or have to work for, people work underneath you. And we could just go on and on and on. But listen, we haven't arrived yet. We're not arrived spiritually. But guess what? God's still working in our lives. I like what Paul says in Philippians 3 and verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Think about this. We're so blessed to be where we are here today. Your testimony as you've given today prove this fact to be true. Listen, if for no other reason, you're part of God's family. If you have no other blessing in your life besides that, you could shout and dance and give God honor and glory just like the lame man did. Hey, you have a loving local New Testament church, and these people that gather here with you love you. We have God's Word right before us. Think about how blessed we are. Where would we be if we didn't have His Word that we could go to and the Holy Spirit could instruct us through His Word? Where would we be? I could tell you where we'd be. People most miserable, amen. Well, we have His Word, and we have all the people around us, all God's children. Listen, not only here, but in other local independent Baptist churches as well. No matter what happens, guess what? You and I are richly blessed. Well, we celebrate because of where we were yesterday and today, and notice, and then we'll be done, where we'll be tomorrow. Being a Christian isn't just about the here and now. We'd like to look at things here and now. What's in it for me right now? What's in it for me in the next couple of days, the next couple of months? It's about there and then. It's not about here and now. It's about eternity. I'm reminded of 1 John 3 and verse 2. Beloved, we are now the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And in John 14 and verse number 3, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. As we close tonight, do we have cause to celebrate and worship? Most assuredly, every one of us do. We do if we think about our yesterday, if we think about our today, and especially if we think about our tomorrow. If there isn't a reason for you to celebrate and worship Him, it just might be that you're not saved. because we have listed out several things. Just being a child of God is enough to praise and worship Him. Or if we are a Christian, maybe we just need to draw closer to Him than we already are. Whatever the need is, why not spend some time with the Lord and get it right, that we can come together in a spirit of worship celebration. Let's pray. Father,